Call ye upon him while he is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let us read responsively selection number 33. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness.
And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
For this cause we also, since the day you heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with knowledge of his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding,
that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who hast created us in thine own image and nurtured us in the delicate and strong fellowship of thy children, we thank thee for thy mercy which is everlasting and for thy truth which endureth to all generations. Let thy blessing come, we pray, upon those who have special need of thy help today, including all for whom we have promised to pray, especially those who are sick and in acute distress, and those who participate constructively in the healing process. Look with favor, O God, upon all who truly love and serve thee in this place and throughout the world. Mercifully grant unto us the clarity of mind, the purity of heart, and the strength of body, essential to the fulfillment of the tasks committed to our care. We thank thee for every awakening of mind and for every fresh beginning on the human pilgrimage. Enable us by thy grace to meet the opportunities confronting us in this seminary with good sense and with good will, and to serve thee with gladness through Jesus Christ our Lord, who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. At this time, three men who were elected to the faculty effective August 1, 1965 will sign the abstract of principles in which our theological covenant is outlined and which is published in the catalog. Dr. Ben Johnson is associate professor of church music. Mr. Max Smith, likewise, is associate professor of church music. And Dr. Donald Cook is assistant professor of New Testament. And they are invited to sign this abstract of principles in the order in which their names were called. Amidst the radical changes of the strange new world into which we have been thrust, the work of the Christian ministry, as in the past, is multiform and exacting in its demands. The competent minister, whatever the form of his ministry may be, is expected to increase men's knowledge of God, to interpret what is taking place in human society, and to participate creatively and courageously in the mission of the church. It is the intention of a theological seminary to provide opportunity for an educational experience that will enable him to perform this task intelligently and effectively. The Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is a community of faith and of learning. We live by faith in God, from whom life, righteousness, freedom are derived. And as we live by faith in God, we participate in the search for knowledge, especially religious knowledge, in the struggle for justice, and in the ministry of reconciliation. I draw attention to three things deeply characteristic of this community of faith and of learning. First of all, this community is a family in which we place high value upon academic excellence. We bring our emotions under the control of intelligence and devote our energy to systematic and thorough work. In this process of learning, we desire to discern and to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, whose function is to lead us into the truth. In this community and in this ministry, there can be no substitute for excellence. And wherever excellence is achieved by disciplined minds, there is little place for pride and no place for arrogance or a spirit of self-righteousness. We are learners as long as we live. Moreover, in this community of faith and of learning, it is our intention to treat every individual as a person. Subject matter is valuable. It is indispensable in our task. But the mastery of subject matter is related to the growth of persons in Christian maturity. And one of the finest lessons we may learn is the right relation of subject matter to the growth of persons in Christian maturity. In dealing with subject matter in a genuinely Christian school, every person involved in the learning process is accepted as a person to be trusted. He is accepted as a person to be understood. He is accepted as a person to be appreciated. And on this campus, surely, we shall speak to one another as friends. And in the third place, in this community of faith and of learning, we are committed to our Lord and His way of life. If we conform to the pattern of a predominantly secular culture, a culture which some of us have studied for 40 years and have observed the changes, both the superficial and the fundamental changes, if we conform to the pattern of a predominantly secular culture, we shall lose the pearl of great price. If we practice dishonesty and cruelty, we shall lose our souls. But if we respond affirmatively to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we shall overcome evil with good. And as we reflect about our common life, I invite us to study again with open, teachable minds the 12th chapter of Romans. In the 12th chapter of Romans, we find, first of all, the foundation of the Christian life. In the second place, we find sound instruction about the right attitude of one Christian to another in the household of faith. And in the third place, we learn how a Christian person behaves in relation to those who have made themselves his enemies. And we come to the conclusion of the chapter with a magnificent challenge: be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. This is our task. And this was set forth years ago in the Bampton Lectures, as some of you know, by Dr. James H.F. Pyle in a book entitled The Reproach of the Gospel, from which I should like to read a paragraph. If I may use a somewhat bold metaphor, he said, which has, if you will think of it, a very high authority, the cunning spirit of the world takes the ferment which worked such radical changes in the constitution of the human soul, and by inoculating society at large with a diluted and attenuated serum, secures for it a measure of immunity from violent and inconvenient attacks. The result is only too familiar to us all. In any nation or class where Christianity is an inherited habit or an accepted convention which everyone takes as a matter of course, the normal religious experience of the individual is a very mild and manageable form of the fever which consumed Paul and wrung from him the agonized cry, "Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" We find what is called average Christianity acting as a protection against enthusiasm, a positive obstacle to genuine conversion. Happily, or I would rather say by the mercy of God, the immunity it provides is not complete. I believe that since Christ came, there has been no generation so dull and selfish No church so fallen into superstition and formalism, but it held some souls that understood and faced the teaching of Christ in all its terror and all its beauty, and made the great venture. May God help us to interpret what is taking place today in the perspective of the mind of Christ, and give us courage for the great venture. And thus we shall overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Lead on, O King Eternal. We follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning where'er thy face appears. Thy cross is lifted o'er us. We journey in its light. The crown awaits the conquest. Lead on, O God of might. Amen.